also from the tree of life and eat and live forever. And therefore the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden to cultivate the ground from which he was taken. And so he drove the man out. And at the east of the Garden of Eden, he stationed the cherubim and the flaming sword, which turned every direction to guard the way to the tree of life. That was Genesis chapter 3. Let's move on over to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3 today. Matthew chapter 3. Now in those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea, saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is the one referred to by Isaiah the prophet when he said, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, make ready the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself had a garment of camel's hair and leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. And then Jerusalem was going out to him, and all of Judea, and all the district around the Jordan, and they were being baptized by him in the Jordan River as they confessed their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come, and therefore bear fruit in keeping with repentance. And do not suppose that you can say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham for our father,' for I say to you that from these stones God is able to raise up children to Abraham. The axe is already laid to the root of the tree, and therefore every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown in the fire. As for me, I baptize you with water for repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, and I am not fit to remove his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will thoroughly clear his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the barn, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire." And then Jesus arrived from Galilee to the Jordan, coming to John to be baptized by him. But John tried to prevent him, saying, "I have need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me?" But Jesus, answering, said to him, "Permit it at this time, for in this way it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." And then he permitted him. And after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lighting on him. And behold, a voice out of the heavens said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That was Matthew chapter 3. Let's move on over to Ezra, the book of Ezra, chapter 3. Ezra chapter 3 today. Now, when the seventh month came, and the sons of Israel were in the cities, the people gathered together as one man in Jerusalem. And then Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and his brothers the priests, and Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and his brothers arose and built the altar of the God of Israel to offer burnt offerings on it, as it is written in the law of Moses, the man of God. And so they set up the altar on its foundation, for they were terrified because of the peoples of the lands. And they offered burnt offerings on it to the Lord, burnt offerings morning and evening. And they celebrated the Feast of Booths, as it is written, and offered the fixed number of burnt offerings daily, according to the ordinance, as each day required. And afterwards there was a continual burnt offering, also for the new moons, and for all the fixed festivals of the Lord that were consecrated, and from everyone who offered a freewill offering to the Lord. From the first day to the seventh month, they began to offer burnt offerings to the Lord, but the foundations of the temple of the Lord had not been laid. Then they gave money to the masons and carpenters, and food and drink and oil to the Sidonians and to the Tyrenians, and to bring cedar wood from Lebanon to the Sea of Joppa, according to the permission that they had from Cyrus, king of Persia. Now, in the second year of their coming to the house of God at Jerusalem, in the second month, Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, the son of Jozadak, and the rest of their brothers, and the priests, and the Levites, and all who came from captivity to Jerusalem, began the work, and appointed the Levites from 20 years old and older to oversee the work of the house of the Lord. And then Jeshua, with his sons and brothers, stood united with Kadmiel and his sons, the sons of Judah, and the sons of Henadad, with their sons and brethren, the Levites, to oversee the workmen in the temple of God. Now, when the builders had laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, the priests stood in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites, the sons of Asaph, with cymbals, to praise the Lord according to the direction of King David of Israel. They sang, praising and giving thanks to the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his loving kindness is upon Israel forever." And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundations of the house of the Lord was laid. And yet many of the priests and the Levites and heads of the father's household, the old men who had seen the first temple, wept with a loud voice when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, while many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of joy from the sound of the weeping of the people, for the people shouted with a loud shout, and the sound was heard far away. And that was it. That was Ezra chapter 3. Let's move on over to our final reading today, Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3 this morning. Acts chapter 3. Now, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the ninth hour, the hour of prayer, and a man who had been lame from his mother's womb was being carried along, whom they used to set down every day at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, in order to beg alms of those who were entering the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to go into the temple, he began asking to receive alms, but Peter, along with John, fixed his gaze on him and said, "Look at us." And he began to give them his attention, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, walk." And seizing him by the right hand, he raised him up, and immediately his feet and his ankles were strengthened. With a leap, he stood upright and began to walk. And he entered the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they were taking note of him as being the one who used to sit at the beautiful gate of the temple to beg alms, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. And while he was clinging to Peter and John, all the people ran together to them at the so-called portico of Solomon, full of amazement. But when Peter saw this, he replied to the people, "Men of Israel, why are you amazed at this, or why do you gaze at us as if by our own power or piety we made him walk? The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our fathers, has glorified his servant Jesus, the one whom you delivered and disowned in the presence of Pilate when he had decided to release him. But you disowned the holy and righteous one and asked for a murderer to be granted to you, but put to death the Prince of Righteousness, the one whom God raised from the dead, a fact to which we are witnesses. And on the basis of faith in his name, it is the name of Jesus which has strengthened this man whom you see and know. And the faith which comes through him has given him this perfect health in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I know that you acted in ignorance, just as your rulers did also. But the things which God announced beforehand by the mouth of all the prophets, that his Christ would suffer, he has thus fulfilled. And therefore repent and return, so that your sins may be wiped away, in order that times of refreshing may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the Christ, appointed for you from heaven, whom heaven must receive, until the period of restoration of all things about which God spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from ancient times. Moses said, 'The Lord will raise up for you a prophet like me from the brethren. To him you shall give heed to everything he says to you. And it will be that every soul that does not heed the prophet shall be utterly destroyed from among the people. And likewise, all the prophets who have spoken from Samuel and his successors onward also announce these days, it is you who are the sons of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with your fathers, saying to Abraham, and in your seed all the families of the earth shall be blessed. For you first God raised up his servants and sent him to bless you by turning every one of you from your wicked ways.'" Well, amen. That was our reading today for January 3rd, 2023. Thank you all so much for joining me. Be sure to leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Those of you who are watching on Sermon Audio, make sure to leave a comment. I know it's a little bit difficult, but yeah, leave your email. That won't be public or anything like that, but I will get that. So thank you all so much. Let's start our day out with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, I do thank you so much for this day that you have given to us. Thank you for this word. God, we thank you so much for the power that is in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you so much for those Acts of the Apostles that we just read about here in the book of Acts. And God, how you authenticated your message during that time. And God, how we can rely upon that. Lord, indeed, as we go back to the book of Ezra and think through, God, all that you did during that very special time in the life of Israel, God, I pray that just as Ezra was calling upon those people to be committed to the house of the Lord and to rebuild it and to restore it to its glory, God, that we would do the same, Lord, here at Eastford Baptist, God, that we would be in that process of seeing your glory come forth, Lord, from this place. Indeed, Lord, as we read through the creation account of sin and how it entered into the world, God, we're just so thankful for that first prophecy that you yourself, as God of the universe, made, that you will crush the serpent's head, and you did through that glorious, glorious sacrifice that you made on the cross of Calvary. And Lord, we thank you for that, and we live for that today. And so, Lord, may that be true of me. May that be true of my brothers and sisters. Give us a good day in you, Lord, we pray. Bless the reading of your word. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a good one, everybody. God bless.